Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington, your home sold guaranteed realty. Find out how much your home is worth instantly at LaughlinWolfingtonRealty.com.
News Talk and Information Station, VOM.
Before I push the button, you sent me a text message yesterday. Do we want to do text line punchline? Okay, we do something kind of fun on the program, Maine's Morning News. It's called Text Line Punchline, Text Line Punchline. And we've got an envelope with one of the Love You Guys Keep It Going bumper stickers. Okay, I'll get to the phones in just a second. Hang on. You suggested we should do text line punchline, and we want to know the pun. We want listeners to write and text to us what would be an answer to a question or a funny punchline, and the story has to do with you tell them.
Oh gosh! Well, it was the Maine Wire that dug up that, or Vanity Fair. The Maine Wire reported it that Graham Plantner might have had a sex tape that was gonna leak.
Okay, already I want to take a shower with bleach.
I got some hand sanitizer right here.
Vanity Fair, not enough. Vanity Fair had a story, meanwhile, shared it, that at one point in time, there is some suspicion or some investigation into the fact that Graham Plantner may have produced a sex tape.
Yeah.
Like a for-profit sex tape or just something. Oh, hey, honey, I rented a camcorder. Let's have some fun. What are those handcuffs for? Is that what we're talking here?
I think so. Oh.
But he's going to produce a sex tape. And your question was what?
What would the title be?
All right. Maine's Morning News, text line, punchline. Best answer that we can read on the air.
Yes, we have to be able to read it on air.
We have to be able to read it on the air. You're going to... Already, look at them coming in. Oh my gosh. Okay. All right. Best answer, we're going to mail you a Love You Guys Keep It Going bumper sticker. What's the title of Graham Plantner's alleged sex tape? Let's get it going. It's time to come out. 1-800-966-103. We got to not look. I got to shut them off. We can't read them as we're doing this, okay? 1-800 No, stop it. Look away. Okay, you're still looking at it. It's like a train wreck. 1-800-966-1039. Keep it brief, keep it clean, stay classy, stay calm. Caller on line one, Paul Wolf.
Good morning, caller. What tees you off?
If the Democrats knew all the things that ICE was doing, which is available, even though we have a left-wing media, it wouldn't change their position one bit. They'll protect illegal aliens at any cost. They're trying to destroy this country.
1-800-966-1039. I should tell you, we've been swapping text messages with one of the hardest working men in digital media in Maine, and it's John Featherson. John Featherson is the guy actually that proposed the ICE PSA. It wasn't Tom, it was John. We're going to follow up with John tomorrow morning, about 6:30 or so.
Giddy up.
But he also writes to us, can confirm the tape allegation. John, if you want to send us what the suggested title is. No. Caller, hello. It's Maine's Morning News. What tees you off?
Good morning, boys. This is your president, Donald J. Trump.
Good morning, Mr. President.
Good morning, Rick Tyler. Good morning, Paul Wolf. I have some great highlights of Troy Jackson or Tracy Jackson or whatever he wants to go with. That he's done in the last few days. Yes, Tracy Jackson, he has bailed out Jarrett Vick from jail. I don't know if anybody knows who that is, but it was a very, very abused person from a university in Florida. And now Tracy Jackson has vowed to name Jarrett Vick and Ashley Webb head of health, beauty, and fitness in Maine. Yes, this is very correct.
Health, beauty, and fitness.
He also has an announcement to make about the great, great thing that Waterville just put through with the city council. An economic investment has come into Waterville. Yes, this is correct. Juan's Taco in Learing Center is coming to Waterville now. A very glorious establishment.
Glorious.
That is all, boys. That is all.
1-800-966-1039.
We got to play the Star Spangled Banner when he calls in. Just have that in the background.
A listener sent to us that they want to hear once again the movie trailer for Action Jackson, water bottle full throttle. We'll have that for you in a moment or two. Line two, Mr. Wolf.
Good morning, caller. What tees you off?
Good morning, Rick and Paul. I need to share a personal experience I had recently, and it sort of, you know, when you see Ed Markey visiting the ICE facility, he carries a little more clout around the libtard water coolers. I went to Springfield, Massachusetts the last few weeks, stayed overnight. If you want to see, do some research. If you want to see the disaster of dangerous Democrats and what they have created and will create, do some research and go visit Springfield, Massachusetts, because it is a third world disaster. Dirt bikes on the streets, metal detectors for Italian festivals. You stand in line at a Family Dollar to get a simple little cord for your phone, and you're going to be in that line 15, 20 people deep, and you can't converse with anyone because no one speaks English. It's a disaster. So Ed Markey, Shelley Pingree, you people are dangerous, and you need to be removed from office sooner than later.
1-800-966-1039. You said Springfield, Massachusetts, right? Not Springfield, Illinois.
No,
not the Springfield where the Simpsons live.
No.
Paul Wolf, line two is ringing because someone dialed 1-800-966-1039.
Well, that means I must ask them, what tees you off?
I don't know if it tees me off or not, maybe just about me. So I'm going for a walk with my wife the other day. I see this real nice-looking Toyota SUV, and the license plate says, Her Turd. I'm like, why would you even have something like that? And then I realized, Turd is TRD, Toyota Racing Division. I'm old and stupid.
1-800-966-1039. By the way, Miles Thieman, if you're listening right now, thanks for ratting me out to Elizabeth about all of the Nordstrom's packages that are arriving because of the big sale, you jerk. I did go home last night and there were five more packages.
Oh!
But you know what else was out there? We get kitty litter delivered.
Yeah.
Okay? And Elizabeth came home with joy and she said, I'm going to go get the packages off the front porch. She brought in every package. Except the kitty litter.
Of course.
Of course. 1-800-966-1039. Caller, hi. What tees you off?
Good morning, Rick. Good morning, Paul. First, can I say God bless Marty. It's good to hear from him. And yeah. isn't it nice to hear from our president? Huh? I'm so glad that man, isn't it? He's the man never gets any sleep. I just want to point out to everybody. Everybody's talking about ICE and, you know, this DSA. You know, think of DSA as Destroy Steal America. Every time you hear that, Destroy Steal America, that's what that stands for. Because what we're watching, this Ugandan down there in New York, more on the dummy, this all goes back to London School of Economics. And they're the Fabian Socialists. And on the front of their school, there's a stained glass window of a wolf in sheep's clothing. And that wolf is heating up a globe. He's heating up the globe and shaping it the way he wants it. And on that globe, the north is south, and the south is north. I just want everybody to think about that, because this is Davos. This is the World Economic Center. This is the most elites of the elites. This is how they think. They think if they can heat the world up and shape it the way they want, they can make, you know, they can give all their kids and all their children what they want.
Okay.
You know, but when we pay attention, when the Democrats come together with Republicans, and we just become Americans, we're unstoppable. I just love everybody. Keep it going.
1-800-966-1039. By the way, I mentioned Amy Sussman this morning, and she spends a lot of time out in the kayak, and she has a camera. And that second photo, Amy, is that a whale? And she gets like images of eagles and seals and whales. I'm going to show you some of these.
Cool.
1-800-966-1039, the telephone number.
Good morning, caller. What tees you off?
Yeah, good morning. This is Grandpa Plattner. Is this the Keith Olbermann? Is this the Keith Olbermann podcast?
Yes, it is. Go ahead. You're on.
Well, I just want to say that I'm getting really tired of my grandson being in his mother's basement again. All he does now is play Oyster Farmer Simulator and send pictures of himself a half mast to Ashley Webb.
Half mast. Oh my goodness. How can we talk about something like really serious about understanding ice in all its dimensions and then do this?
Yeah. Emotional whiplash.
Oh, goodness. Caller, hi. It's Maine's Morning News on VOM. What tees you off?
Good morning, gentlemen. It's Big Brown.
Big Brown. Oh, my gosh. I was thinking of you the other day. Every time I go by one of the trucks, I wave thinking it might be you.
Well, you know what teased me off this morning?
What's that, pal?
People that have kitty litter delivered.
Man, I'm sorry. And you know what? They tape up the handle so you just can't you know, pick it up. And it's heavy. And it's heavy, too.
Thanks.
Love you, Big Brown. 1-800-966-1039. If you don't understand, folks, he is part of a delivery service. Big Brown.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have to explain it any further to you? Line one goes to you, Mr. Wolf.
Good morning, caller. What tees you off?
Well, good morning, fellas. How are you?
We're doing okay. You, bub?
Well, I'll tell you. I'll say just like my old uncle used to say. I'll tell you what chafes my touch hole, and that's these bicyclists who don't want to share the road. They're so arrogant.
Are they flipping you off when you drive by or something?
Well, they don't want to know. It's awful.
1-800-966-1039. Amy texts back. It's not a whale. It's a gray seal. Ooh. And it's having breakfast.
Oh.
This is like Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom style photography here. And they're bright and beautiful in color, too. Amy, you're photoshopping that, aren't you? You sneak. Caller, hi. What's Maine's Morning News? What tees you off?
Hey, you know, tease me off is this whole ICE issue. I want to be clear. I'm very much in support of ICE, in support of them deporting all illegals. But we cannot forget that under Joe Biden, ICE were the ones that brought the illegals into the country, put them on buses, put them on planes, and imported them into the country. We have to remember that it is our politicians, attorney generals, lawyers, it is all the people at the top that created this problem, and they will not help us resolve this problem. Thank you.
1-800-966-1039. Blaming ICE for the problem to begin with. Wouldn't it be those ordering ICE around that would have been to blame? Not the woman or the man who is out trying to, you know, enforce the law right now? 1-800-966-1039.
Good morning, caller. What tees you off?
To go along with the bicycle comment, all the little kids out of school, the little dweebs driving around on their little electric scooters, no helmets and all that stuff, somebody's going to get killed.
Oh, I hope not. Final caller on the PDQ door telephone line. What tees you off?
You know, Rick, I almost forgot. And we can't forget, whose administration was it that sent front-end loaders with fork trucks to razor wire fencing at the border? And remember when we were all in lockdown? We couldn't go out. We had to wear masks. We had to get jabs. We had to lose our jobs if we didn't. And 12 or 15 million foreigners flooded this nation, and they didn't have to take a one. And now there's a new study out, and it's proven everyone who took the jab, their pineal gland is destroyed.
Marty, it's good to have you back. Thanks for the call. 1-800-966-1039. This morning's edition is not only sponsored by Renewal by Anderson. The better way to a better window is Renewal by Anderson, rbagreatermaine.com. It's also presented to you by your local cinema. In a state where political pressure rises and tempers flare behind closed doors, and where one angry meeting took an unexpected turn.
Troy, put the water bottle down!
Did he just throw that?
One candidate. One closed-door meeting, one water bottle, and no one asking for a 5-cent deposit. He came from Allegash. He battled his way through Augusta, and now he wants to go to Washington. But first, he must face his most dangerous opponent yet, hydration.
You think you can throw your way into the United States Senate? I'm not throwing away my shot.
Wait, wrong production. This election season, when the pressure builds.
Troy, no!
And the temperature rises. This is when the cap comes off.
He nearly hit me with that thing.
Coming soon to a closed door meeting near you. Action Troy Jackson. Water bottle full throttle.
This film has not yet been rated.
Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington. Your home sold guaranteed realty. Find out how much your home is worth instantly at laughlinwolfingtonrealty.com.